Psalm 77. Hearken, my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter mysteries from of old. What we have heard and know, and what our fathers have declared to us, we will not hide from their sons. We will declare to the generation to come the glorious deeds of the Lord, and his strength, and the wonders that he wrought. He set it up as a decree in Jacob, and established it as a law in Israel, that what he commanded our fathers, they should make known to their sons, so that the generation to come might know their sons yet to be born, that they too may rise and declare to their sons that they should put their hope in God, and not forget the deeds of God, but keep his commands, and not be like their fathers, a generation wayward and rebellious, a generation that kept not its heart steadfast, nor its spirit faithful toward God. The sons of Ephraim ordered ranks of bowmen, retreated in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant with God, according to his law they would not walk, and they forgot his deeds, the wonders he had shown them. Before their fathers he did wondrous deeds in the land of Egypt, in the plain of Soan. He cleft the sea and brought them through, and he made the waters stand as in a mound. He led them with the cloud by day, and all night with the glow of fire. He cleft the rocks in the desert, and gave them water in copious floods. He made streams flow from the crag, and brought the waters forth in rivers. But they sinned yet more against him, rebelling against the Most High in the wasteland. And they tempted God in their hearts by demanding the food they craved. Yes, they spoke against God, saying, "Can God spread a table in the desert?" For when he struck the rock, waters gushed forth, and the streams overflowed. Can he also give bread and provide meat for his people? Then the Lord heard and was enraged, and fire blazed up against Jacob, and anger rose against Israel, because they believed not God nor trusted in his help. Yet he commanded the skies above, and the doors of heaven he opened. He rained manna upon them for food, and gave them heavenly bread. The bread of the mighty was eaten by men, even a surfeit of provisions he sent them. He stirred up the east wind in the heavens, and by his power brought on the south wind. And he rained meat upon them like dust, and like the sand of the sea, winged fowl, which fell in the midst of their camp round about their tents. So they ate and were wholly surfeited. He had brought them what they craved. They had not given over their craving, and their food was still in their mouths when the anger of God rose against them, and slew their best men, and laid low the young men of Israel. Yet for all this, they sinned still more, and believed not in his wonders. Therefore, he quickly ended their days and their years with sudden destruction. While he slew them, they sought him, and inquired after God again, remembering that God was their rock, and the Most High God their Redeemer. But they flattered him with their mouths, and lied to him with their tongues, though their hearts were not steadfast toward him, nor were they faithful to his covenant. Yet he, being merciful, forgave their sin, and destroyed them not. Often he turned back his anger, and let none of his wrath be roused. He remembered that they were flesh, a passing breath that returns not. How often they rebelled against him in the desert and grieved him in the wilderness. Again and again they tempted God and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day he delivered them from the foe, when he wrought his signs in Egypt and his marvels in the plain of Soan, and changed into blood their streams, their running water, so that they could not drink. He sent among them flies that devoured them and frogs that destroyed them. He gave their harvest to the caterpillar, the fruits of their toil to the locust. He killed their vines with hail and their sycamores with frost. He gave over to the hail their beasts and their flocks to the lightning. He loosed against them his fierce anger, wrath and fury and strife, a detachment of messengers of doom. When he measured the course of his anger, he spared them not from death and delivered their beasts to the plague. He smote every firstborn in Egypt, the firstfruits of mankind in the tents of Ham. But his people he led forth like sheep and guided them like a herd in the desert. He led them on secure and unafraid while he covered their enemies with the sea. And he brought them to his holy land, to the mountains his right hand had won. And he drove out nations before them. He distributed their inheritance by lot and settled the tribes of Israel in their tents. But they tempted and rebelled against God the Most High, and kept not his decrees. They turned back and were faithless like their fathers. They recoiled like a treacherous bow. They angered him with their high places, and with their idols roused his jealousy. God heard and was enraged, and utterly rejected Israel. And he forsook the tabernacle in Shiloh, the tent where he dwelt among men. And he surrendered his strength into captivity, his glory into the hands of the foe. He abandoned his people to the sword and was enraged against his inheritance. Fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not betrothed. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows sang no dirges. Then the Lord awoke, as wakes from sleep a champion overcome with wine. And he put his foes to flight and cast them into everlasting disgrace. And he rejected the tent of Joseph, and the tribe of Ephraim he chose not. But he chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his shrine like heaven, like the earth which he founded forever. And he chose David his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes, he brought him to shepherd Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. And he tended them with a sincere heart, and with skillful hands he guided them.